With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. The season of Advent is full of expectation and prophecy about the coming of the Messiah. The scripture readings and music of the season reflect this, and on today's program, we'll listen to great sacred choral and organ music from the past and our own time that points in that direction. Wonderful pieces by Gibbons, Roram, Gothrop, and others. In the New Testament, one of the most outspoken of those pointing to the coming of the Messiah was John the Baptist, whose immortal words are captured in the hymn, On Jordan's Bank. We'll hear it sung to the tune Winchester New by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in his own arrangement of the hymn On Jordan's Bank. Rupert Goff accompanied. The story of John the Baptist is wonderfully recounted in Orlando Gibbons' verse anthem, This is the Record of John, from the late 16th century. The words come from the Gospel of John, and the music features solo verses by countertenor with answers in verses given by the full choir. Originally accompanied by viols, we'll hear it with organ accompaniment. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with Andrew Lucas at the organ.
This is the record of John. When the
This Is the Record of John by Orlando Gibbons was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. The words of John the Baptist form the core of the traditional Swedish hymn Prepare the Way, O Zion, with its effervescent hymn tune. We'll hear a spirited performance by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp directs. Prepare the Way, O Zion, based on the prophetic words of John the Baptist, was sung by the choristers of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church, Houston, led by Brady Knapp. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our next selection dates from 1983, written by prolific American composer Ned Roram and based on Psalm 85. Mercy and Truth Are Met demonstrates a great economy of musical material and directness of approach that allows the text to speak clearly. The choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque is led by Maxine Thévenot, with Stephen Tharp at the organ. Maxine Thévenot led the choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque in Mercy and Truth Are Met by Ned Roram. Charles Wesley's great hymn text, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending, is a staple of Advent services anticipating the coming of the Messiah. Often sung as a congregational hymn, we'll hear it next in an original anthem setting by Indianapolis composer and church musician Frank Bowles. As an anthem, it's sometimes possible to paint the text in more colorful writing that evokes the atmosphere of the words in new ways. Frank Bowles leads the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis, in this recording. he comes with clouds descending in an anthem setting was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis, conducted by the composer Frank Bowles. The hymn tune Personant Hodie from P.A. Cancionis is typically associated with the Christmas carol On This Day Earth Shall Ring. Hymn text writer Fred Pratt Green has provided a wonderful Advent text for that same tune as adapted by Gustav Holst. Long Ago Prophets Knew is sung by the choir of Worcester Cathedral. Donald Hunt directs. Donald Hunt led the choir of Worcester Cathedral in the hymn Long Ago Prophets Knew with words by Fred Pratt Green. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Edward Naylor's dramatic anthem, Vox Dicentis Clama, takes its text from the book of Isaiah, beginning with the startling exclamation, A voice says, Cry, and I said, What shall I cry? And the prophecy proceeds from there, encompassing familiar texts that also appear in Handel's Messiah. The 8-part anthem was composed in 1911 for King's College, Cambridge. We'll hear it sung by the Choir of York Minster, directed by Robert Sharp. Robert Sharp led the choir of York Minster in Vox Decentis Clama by Edward Naylor. People Look East is a delightful carol of expectation, and we'll hear it sung by the choir of Worcester Cathedral in an arrangement by Roger Hemingway. Donald Hunt directs. People Look East was sung by the choir of Worcester Cathedral. Donald Hunt directed. Esteemed writer Madeline L'Engle took the O antiphons as a starting point for her poem O Oriens. Composer Daniel Gothrop has set this wonderfully expressive text in his anthem O Come Emmanuel. The Utah State University Chamber Singers are led by Corey Evans in this performance. O Come Emmanuel by Daniel Gothrop on a text by Madeline L'Engle was performed by the Utah State University Chamber Singers. Corey Evans conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The traditional setting of the hymn O Come Emmanuel is next, in an arrangement by Dom Gregory Murray. We'll hear it from a recent disc by the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Grady Knapp conducts O Come Emmanuel.
Thank you.
O Come Emmanuel, as arranged by Dom Gregory Murray, was sung by the University Singers of the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Brady Knapp directed. Composers often borrow material from other composers, sometimes acknowledging the source, other times not. In our next selection, the borrowing is even reflected in the title. March on a Theme of Handel by Alexandre Guillemont uses Handel's chorus Lift Up Your Heads from Messiah as a springboard for a grand march followed by an energetic fugal section. Christopher Herrick plays the organ of Westminster Abbey. March on a Theme of Handel by Alexandre Guillemot was performed by Christopher Herrick on the organ of Westminster Abbey. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music of prophecy and expectation to mark the second week of Advent. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.